Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Which is what we ought to be doing here in Louisiana as well. The other thing I wanted to talk about was an interesting article that came out in Black Source Media. I guess it's a digital publication. The author is C.C. Campbell Rock. I understand that one of the owners of this is also an owner of the WBOK station with Troy Henry. And going back to what I said before about deflection, denial, evasion, and counterattacks, this is very interesting. As it seems as though they set out to try and attack the credibility of J.P. Morrell in leading an effort to strip power from the mayor and also to be a disruptive force. As they point out here, Henry Consulting LLC, a black-owned firm, relative to a $74 million sanitation contract. And throughout the article, it talks about how this is about race and this is about politics. And they go on to say that J.P. Morrell refused to bring the matter before the council for a vote. Well, he's only one council member. He can't prevent a vote from being taken before the council. They don't point that out. You know what else they don't point out? You know, and of course, they're saying that this is to help a white business owner, right? Sidney Torres. What they don't point out is, as I recall, Councilman Eugene Green said he was going to bring it up, and then he changed his mind. And none of the other black council members decided to bring it up. So how is this about race? Of course, that goes right to, right, deflection. They're trying to deflect from what the real issues are, which are the terms and conditions of the contract and how they got to those favorable terms and conditions of the contract for Henry Consulting when all other previous garbage contracts did not reach the same favorable spot for those vendors as they did for Henry Consulting. Which one could be more about race? I wonder. But there's not a single time where they talk about this in this article. That Mr. Green said he was going to bring it up. He didn't bring it up. He could have brought it up. He didn't do so. You ever wonder why that is, right?
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Then they attack Mr. Morrell. And I quote, Morrell claimed the contract had a myriad of problems and accused Henry Consulting of switching subcontractors after winning the award. He told WWL Radio, no one checked the bona fides of these companies. No one scratched the surface. They're talking about, you know, these media interviews that they're doing, and they're doing it with conservative talk show. You know, what's interesting is the article fails to mention as well that Mr. Morrell actually went on WBOK. For those of you that don't know, it's a black radio station. It's black-owned black radio station. They don't talk about that at all. I used to go on WBOK when I was a sheriff. Used to go on with Gerard Stevens once a month. Never stepped away from it. They were an important part of my constituency, and if that's where they were getting their news, I wanted to be a part of it because it's the right thing to do. All of a sudden, it's not the right thing to do here. Why? Because this is about more deflection. They're trying to move you away from the terms, the conditions, the details of the contract. There were comments made on my show that they had never talked to the mayor. I'm told on their show they said that they did. In fact, they told the media ultimately that he went to the mayor, Mr. Henry, that is. Now, why would he say one thing here and one thing there as more and more information was starting to reveal itself? And then we had testimony from members of the Cantrell administration who were compelled to tell the truth because they understood that there were some possible downstream consequences, implications that they wanted no part of. And then we started finding out about a multitude of meetings. And not only meetings with the folks who would have to implement this contract operationally, two of which said they would put this back out to bid, but private meetings that they were not involved in. So why is that? And why would they pick on J.P. Morrell only? I've had Freddie King on my show, Leslie Harris, Eugene Green. I've had Oliver Thomas on my show several times. In fact, I'm one of the few that has never taken Oliver to task on the fact that he has a felony conviction. Because under the law, he's entitled to run. I'm not a hypocrite. I attempt to be fair to everyone. And anyone who wants to come on this show, the mayor included, but she notified me that she, long ago, many, many years ago, she had no interest in coming on the show, which to me meant she had no interest in answering tough questions. It's okay. She has every right to do that. Don't care. The show goes on. I'm not going to not talk about the issues because she decides that she doesn't want to address you, our listening audience. Shame on her. It's an opportunity for her to tell her story. If you don't believe in your story and you can't tell your story, you can't articulate your story, then what are you doing in politics? So now it's bad, I guess, if you're a black elected official to actually talk to conservative talk show hosts. That's bad. And it's even, as they say in the nine, more bad if it's about a black contractor. What universe are these people living in? I would hope, and I know that the electorate of this city is more mature than this. They really are. They're more mature than this. They are not going to be deflected. You want to move the ball? Answer the questions. Like, why would we pay you in advance if you're doing the work when we've done that for no other garbage contractor? Whether black or white. Why would that be? That's a very favorable term. Why would we negotiate away half of the value of the contract for the purposes of a performance bond when we've not done that in recent times at all? Yes, we can do that under the law, but we haven't. And the simple question is, why have we done that for you? When in previous contracts, the administrators under the Cantrell administration told vendors, no can do, that does not serve the best interest of the city by any stretch of the imagination. So why are we doing that? All people are asking are for answers to these questions. When asked of the top members of the Cantrell administration, what we get is hamana, 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 hamana. We don't get an answer. You can tell their level of discomfort when confronted with these, because they participated in the conversations where they told both black and white vendors, no can do. So in the end, we're simply asking about Mr. Henry's privilege. And what privilege does he have? And why? And what is the meaning behind this privilege? What is the motivation of the city administration to grant this privilege to Mr. Henry? So let us not be fooled by smoke screens talking to a conservative talk show, because I guess all of the other black members of the council are subject to be putting their toe in the water of the Uncle Tom pond. Is that really where we are in 2025? And I know that each and every one of them go on WBOK as well. This is a bad thing? Or is it a good thing to address all the members of the electorate, all the citizens of the community, to be as transparent as possible and not even think about race or ethnicity? I'm very proud as a talk show host of this talk show that I know there are a lot of differing ethnicities and races that are part of my audience. I respect them all, and I appreciate it. Maybe some writers of these articles should do the same. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.